Shamad. And we've been made aware of who Mordechai was, so it was like even Ba'inov just to take the comma on Mordechai personally. He decided that he's going to take the comma. I'll call a Yehudim Asher B'chol Malchus Achashverosh. The shaila is that in Perek Hey, it's a similar incident. And over there it says in Perek Hey, in Mishnah in Pasuk Tes, Vayetze Haman Bayoy Mahu Sameach V'Toyv Leiv, V'Chirayis Haman Es Mordechai B'Shar HaMelech, V'Loi Kom V'Loi Zom Imenu V'Yimalei Haman Al Mordechai Chaim. It says over there, the Pasuk is Meduyik, that it says V'Yimalei Haman Al Mordechai Chaim. Here in the Pasuk it says V'Yimalei Haman Chaim. And clearly the reason is because the pasuk goes on to say, "Va'yivez ba'inav l'shloach yad me'mardechai levado," ki yigidu le'isam mardechai. So because of that, it was va'imalei haman chayma. It wasn't va'imalei haman al mardechai chayma, as the pasuk doesn't go on to explain that it wasn't personal vendetta. He didn't consider it a personal machlokes with Mordechai. It was rather a hisnagdus. And he understood that Mordechai was doing it, like the Gemara says, it was Mordechai a Yehudi, that kol ha'koyfe ba'avodah zarah is nikra Yehudi. So he understood that Mordechai represented the Das Yehudis, and as such he was not being karei or mishachle. So it wasn't va'imalei haman al Mordechai chayma. It was a hechetimtze. It was symptomatic of every Yehudi who really should have been acting the way Mordechai was, but unfortunately were not. So it was Vaimale Haman Chaima Vaivas Bain of the Shlach Yad Murad Khalavad. But nonetheless, over here we find that it does say Vaimale Haman Al Mordechai Chaim. And the MS, over here it does not say, and the Maral in Ar Chadosh asks, why over here does it not say that Vaivas Bain of the Shlach Yad Murad Khalavad Ki Gidullah is Al Mordechai? Over here, the second time, over there it says that it was not beneath his dignity, so to speak. He went to Zeresh Ishto and B'chaloy Avav, and they told him, Yasu Eitz Kavoy HaMishim Amar, that you could make a carbon, make an example of Mordechai, and that wouldn't be considered to be out of character or out of proportion of what was going on. You understand, at this point there was already a Gzeda on Klal Yisrael, but there was a Gzeda on Mordechai also. At this point everybody was already Nigzalamus. It was already Nigzal Ashman La'arig La'abed Iskola Yehud. But nonetheless, so then Ufke Essen to the point, he was eaten up to the point that he went to be Shoyleit to the Zeresh, and they told him, Yasu Eish Kaloy Chamishim Amna, and over there there's no Vayibes Ba'in of Lishloich of the Mord Chalimah. So what changed over here? What's different? So them is what I. When I was explaining the Pesukim, my explanation took into account really the Pirush of the Gaon. What I said, the way I said over the Pesukim is the way the Gaon understands. The Vayivez Ba'en of Shloich Avimod Chalavadai Ki Yigidu La'izam Mordechai is the Pshat, that once he understood that Mordechai was not acting out of a personal vendetta, or he was acting out of a personal dislike or rebelliousness towards Haman or Ahasuerus for that matter. It was a philosophical stand, it was a theological stand that he was taking. Mitzad the Das Yehudis, the Kalakoyfa Babadizada, Nikka Yehudi. So when he was given to understand that Haman, is a male Vayivas Vainov, the Shloyach Yavim Mordechai Levadoi, he Yigidullah Yisam Mordechai. Once they told him that it was a Mordechai HaYehudi, so he understood that there was no real animosity over here. There was no personal machloikis. And we made a vayvake sham lahashmid is called Ayyudim. As we learned to grow here in these psukim. It's a mele, so I was thinking like this. Dvam shutim, that the pasuk later on in Parakei, in pasuk test, it says, Vayetzi haman bayoy mahu sameach v'toyv leit. V'chidois haman es mordechai b'shar hamelech. It does not say, V'loi yichra, V'loi yishtachve. It says, V'loi kam, V'loi zom imen. Before it said in Paragimel, it says that Mordechai was V'loi yichra, V'Mordechai lo yichra, V'loi yishtachve. Yichra, V'loi yishtachve was clearly, like the Gemara says, because he would wear the tzelem, and the Mela, it was a form of Avodah Zarah, whether he was Mechuyev to be Ari Vayavarne or not, as a Shiloh, but Al Koponim, there was certainly an Indian there of Kar Kaifa Avodah Zarah, Nikki Yehudi, he was acting in a way that was Mishum Akfir of Avodah Zarah. He was acting the Titus Yehudi. Here it doesn't say that Vayichrev Leishtachve. As a matter of fact, it says even more than that to some degree. It says, well, Kam Vayizar, but it doesn't say that he didn't get up. But he got up. It doesn't say that he didn't get up when he walked by. He probably would have mentioned it if he didn't get up. I mean, you see how upset Haman was at this stage, at this juncture, when he didn't get up. So Mustami did get up. I mean, you get up because he's an Adam Kashuf. I mean, he's a person, just the covered Malchus, Mustami would require Mordechai to get up. Here it says, well, Kam Vayizar, amen. And what's Pshat Loizah? Lekam v'Loizah mimenu, so there's two Pirushim here in the Rishonim. Either Loizah means not only did he not get up, he didn't move. Like it says a Hiddur. In Hilchus Mitnei Seva, talk about that. So Pnei Zokin, there's a Hiddur that you do for a Talmud Chacham, even if you're not Mechuyiv to actually be Tokum. But there's a Hiddur, she says a Hiddur Ma'at that you do, the Gemara and Kiddushin. If you rise up, the Talmud says you rise up a little bit out of the seat. That could be one shot in Loizah, meaning to be mizdazeyah, just not to rizach even an inch. The other pshat in Loizah that Ben Ezra brings both pshatim, Loizah could mean, like it says, be'em of b'yira b'reses of b'zeyah, it's a form of pachat. But either way, the pshat is, either way, what the pasuk is saying that he showed him, even. In the current vernacular, he disrespected him, right? He dissed him. Now, it's not an issue over here of Avodah Zarah. Here he parshed, not only did he not get up, but he made a point of showing that he didn't even get up out of the seat or drop. Or he made himself look like he was b'chol, not the pachat. That's what like come v'lezom imenu. And that it says, v'imali haman al mordechai, said, this was taka personal, this haman to personal. Before it was Vayivas Bain of the Shloyach of Mordechai Levada, it was Vayimali Haman Chema, because it was Vayivas Bain of Kivitulayas Am Mordechai, that the Das Yehudis dictated that he wasn't able to get up. I say he had no problem with Mordechai. He had a problem with Mordechai as being, as representing the Das Yehudis, the Kalakaifa Baba, the Zodis Nikki Yehudi. But over here, that was because he got up. So Fakat, he got up, he showed him that Acharit, he said, Bad Kam, this I'm able to do and this I'm not able to do. At this point, which I'll try to explain, here, which sounds at this point, I mean, you would think that the last thing he would want to do is, he would not want to incite Haman more than he's already been upset. And if it's something that he was doing until now, so why at this point would it be like Kam v'Loizah mimenu? If until now it was La'yichrev La'yishtachve, but presumably he was showing him some measure of that acharet, it's a covered malchus, the office of the Sheini L'melech. Why would it at this point be like Kam v'Loizah mimenu? Al kaponim v'shtei, this is what it's saying in the pasuk, v'Loikam v'Loizah mimenu v'Imali haman amar d'chai chayim. As to why it was being done this way, I was thinking, it's speculation, but it's based on something that the Gaon says. And it says after the Gzeder went out, and it says that the Mordechai Yoda is called Asher Nasa, Vayikra Mordechai is called Vayikra Mordechai is the God of. So over there it said the Gaon says on that passage, the Mordechai Yoda is called Asher Nasa, Zok the Gaon. The Yod is called Shanasa, and his Merira slave, his Vayikra, Mordechai, his Begodov, the depths of his Avelus and his Tsar, was because he understood that it resulted out of things that he did. That to some degree, he considered himself to blame, as much as he did it, and he considered what he did obviously was appropriate, and it was Kedin, Kedasu Kedin, but nonetheless, he was Medalgulim, Chus Ali De Zakai, and Fakert Ali De Chaya. Is a so Mordechai felt a tremendous tzar that the lahash v'la'adig l'aved is kol ha'yehudim came about as a result of something that he had these maybe gnawing doubts as to whether he was actually mechuyev or even if he was mechuyev, like we said, Megalgun the Schus Ali Day Zakai, Vichiv Ali Day Chayiv, or whatever the Pshat Nagoyin is, he said that's the Mordechai Yoda's Kol HaShanasa, which created this tremendous sense of Avelus in Mordechai, of Medidus Leid. So I was thinking that it could be the Faker, that the only way that Mordechai could think of to be Misakin and to be Matzal Klal Yisrael at this point, Achutz from, of course, the Tefillah and the Tzokah, but diplomatically and politically, if the whole thing came about because Vayidas Be'einov L'Shloyach Yod B'Mordechai Levada Ki Yigidu Lo Yisam Mordechai, and B'meilu was Vayimolei Hama on Chema, B'Chlal, on Klal Yisrael, the Chlalius, because he didn't consider it a personal vendetta, is B'meilu So Mordechai Gemach Techezben, that the way to rapture it to be Matzal Klal Yisrael is to create a personal Machlokes. And Memele, that's why Dafka at this point, he picked the moment when Haman was in the greatest simcha, the Toiv Leiv, and the Chirois Mordechai, the Sha'amel, who like come, who zomi menu, vayimale Haman on Mordechai Chaymer. So, Fakat, he wanted to transfer the sinner, the sinner that he had for the Am Yisrael, that he shouldn't be able to distinguish within Mordechai what he's doing with Titus Yehudi and what he's doing with Titus that he has a personal vendetta. And once he has it ready, he senses that it's the Hamashugan. He said, this is the last thing you would expect him to do, is to sit there and to incite me right now. The Torah says it's the either he's a Meshuggah or he's Meshuggah from Sinner. There's such a vendetta, there's such a personal dislike over here between me and the Mordechai. They said that I'm aiming in the wrong direction. Mechtesa that this is to you, Gidolai Sam Mordechai. Mechtesa that Mordechai is doing this because Kalakoifu Bavadizar Nikri Yehudi, Als Mordechai Ayudi. Mordechai is doing it, but Mordechai has a sinus mob, it's Rama. Is a melu, so here Bedafka was Mordechai. It says Zami Manu, and Be'emesid had that effect. And you see, as a result, it says that to some degree there was now a new sinner that was transferred to Mordechai specifically. And as a result, it says why he went to be Shoyal Eitzer, which Be'emes, I think you can answer over here also another very starker question. That in the original parasha, it says that Mordechai was Leichre v'le Yishtach. It doesn't say that he went to Zeresh Ishtar v'Choloyav to be Shoyal Eitzer what to do. He immediately, instinctively knew that he has to wipe out millions of people. For that, he didn't need a night. That he ran straight to Achashverosh, Yeshnei Hamecha Mefuzim Ufoidot, right? Lahashmi Lahadig Labed Iskola Yehudim. For that, he didn't need a night. He had over here some palace intrigue, some diplomatic issue over here with Mordechai, who was already a Gavik Taylor, right? That he was already Gavik Taylor at this point. For this, he had to run to. Yeah, he felt that pisamech v'tayv loy v'chiroys v'yimalei chayma. That chayma he had to be addressed by zayr shishtoy v'chalaya. The v'yimalei haman chayma ki yigidu lo yizam Mordechai. That was something that he knew how to take care. What's the pshat? The pshat is v'yimereidu. This is the pshat. Because haman agogi, haman amaleki understands instinctively. He doesn't need to be Shoyal Eitzer what to do with Am Yisrael. Just like his grandfather Amalek knew, Vayava Amalek Vayilochim Yisrael Befidim, jumped into Rambati Reisachas, on Fregen Eitzes, on Kashes. That's the nature, the Teva from Amalek, the instinct, and the Teva from Amalek is that there's a Hisnagdus, the Kol Kol Yakim, and the Yadayim Deis of a Misnagay to the point that there's an instinctive reaction of Lahash Milahadig La'abed. That's something that comes naturally. Millions of people, but that is something Lahash Milahadig La'abed was that there's no Eitzes necessary. Above it, that was because it was Vayimalei Haman Chayma Vayivez Be'enuv L'Shloach Ki Yigidu Lo Yisam Mordechai. It was Yigidu Lo Yisam Mordechai. So Vayivakesh Haman Lahash Milahadig La'abed is Kol Hayidud Minah Vazoke. So that he understood. That he understood right away. This is what you have to do. That was in his genes. Up over here, that it was like Humble Zami Manu. This is a palace. This is a diplomatic incident over here. How do we deal with this? Right. This is he was depressed. This was a cast. This wasn't a cast that was being fueled by some larger by some larger machloikis, philosophical difference between Esav and Yaakov, between Haman and Mordechai. This is a pashut azach. This is, he had a bad day. So he had a bad day. He went home and he asked his wife, how is he going to get himself into a better mood? So on that, the Esav was, the Yasu Ez Gavoya Chamishma. Something else. Nocha Ashtiku. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Pasha, Perek Zayin, so it says, Vayobe HaMelech Yohama Lishtois Yemesta HaMalka. This is by the last Mishnah, when she finally was going to reveal to Achashverosh, to Melech Achashverosh, who the person and what the reason why she called them to the Mishnah, what the reason was, and who the individual is that was, like she's going to say now, Mashaylosech, he says, Esta Amalka v'sinosim v'malakoshosech at chatzi Amalkas v'sayos. Matan Esta Amalka v'tan mitzosichem b'enech Amalka v'malak toiv ki nosin li nafshi v'shaylosi b'ami v'vakoshosi. Ki nimkanu ani v'ami l'hash v'laharig l'abe. So this is the hakdome that she gave. That is nothing less than my life, and my Uma's life hangs in the balance. Ki nimkanu ani v'ami l'hash v'laharig l'abe. This is the climax, you could say, of the Megillah. This is the point where it climaxes, and from here on, it's all, I want to say, it's uphill or downhill for Haman, certainly one or both. Ish sar v'ayev, at this point, she said, Ish sar v'ayev Haman harazah. Haman nivas milifnei ha-melech v'ha-malch. So the shayla is, Pasha Kaij, what does it mean, Ish sar v'ayev? What's a tsar and what's an ayev? I have to mention, she could have just said Ish Haman. If she wanted to describe him, give him a resume, a description, to make him look bad. Well, what's tzar v'oyev? So, there's a guy in the beginning of Sefer Nochum. Nochum Aleph. Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Kael Kanoi V'Noikein Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kanoi V'Noikein. Noikein Hashem Uval Chema. Noikein Uval Chema. Noikein Hu, Noikein Hashem L'Tzodov, V'Noikein Hu L'Oiva. The Pasuk says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Noikein L'Tzodov, and a noite loiva. You know, we have in the Torah an issa leisika and leisita, a midah from the karma to avenge. And then there's a midah of netida, which is a sinner which is held within. A sisna sachicha bilvavecha. So it says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a midah of nekima litzadav and netida loiva. So in Aderes Aliyah, at this pasuk, the Gaon says like this: Yadua ha-hevdol shebein tzar la'ayev. A tzar hu atzoyre v'kulosei mamish l'zulosei. A tzar is somebody that's tzoyre, he aggravates, he causes tzodus, and he pains somebody, v'yodai mamish. V'kulosei mamish l'zulosei. V'yoyev hu amavakesh ro'a zulosei, v'enei toil v'yodav mamish. He's somebody that there's an enmity belayv, z'anetidus eva, but he doesn't act on it. It's not something that the person, you say a person is an anti-Shema. Yeah. But he's not necessarily going to act on it. So if and when he acts on it, that's a tzar. Okay, that's the poil mamish, where he's, the poil yod of mamish, he's a mevakesh ro'a zulasa. But somebody that's an oyeh, that's a mevakesh ro'a zulasa, v'enei poil yod of mamish, that's an oyeh. That's an enemy. That's a force. That's a force that's being misnagged to you. You perceive that as being something that's worthy of your hatred. in the b'machshav. Lachain is up to go. Litzada b'tzayid in Yisrael b'payil kapeyem noikem hem b'payil. So me the connected me the memelim pasuk state. Then noikem Hashem. We said that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a balchema and he's a noikem. So we say. It depends. It's a noikim Hashem is with Sada. Me the connected me the person that's with Pail Yad of Mamish is misnage to Klal Yisrael. That's a noikim Hashem. He's worthy. He's deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vengeance. Noik the Hulayivav says the hatred, the anger, and the hatred is reserved for the Ayivim of the Goyin. The noik who believe Loayivav Mida Kemidas. Me the connected me the is noik to believe. Neged that person, that individual, or that ummah, that's a noikim, that's a noikim belief, which we call an ayah. So chayyur, according to this definition of the guy, it really almost strengthens the question to some degree. Okay, so we say, so there's an ish tzar and there's an ish ayah. Abul chayyur, I mean, well, if anything, it should say ish ayah with tzar. Or why even mention the ayah? Seemingly, Bechlal, the Tzah, is an Eva too. It says, person who's a Mavakesh Roa Zulasa, the Poyal Yadai Mamish, so Lechayda, that involves Eva. A Mavakesh Roa Zulasa, the Poyal Yadai, and is Lechayda. That involves a hatred. It's damned. Okay, you'll say, maybe it's not a hatred. He has another reason why he wants, he's Mavakesh Razulah, so he has some kind of ulterior motive, some kind of a selfish reason why he wants to do it. Okay, but it should say, Yishar V'ayev, L'chayev should say, Yishayev V'tzav. So then let it be Mefadish. He's an Ayev, he's a Mavakesh Razulah, V'machshava, he's a Mavakesh Razulah, and not only that, and as a result of that, that brought him Lidei, the Tzar, that he was actually Bepayel Yadav, that Tama was Bepayel Yadayim, or at least he was already the Gavik Taylor, he was already Geizer, that Lahash Velahag Labed on the Yehud. So, to understand this better, we need to see a guy in the first parak in Yishayah. Shaya Aleph Pasuk Chav Dalad. Pasuk says like this: Lochein Um Ha'odin Hashem Tzvokis Avir Yisrael. The words of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Avir Yisrael. Ha'yan Nochein Mitzorai V'Nochmei Me'Oyva. This is after a whole litany of Klal Yisrael's Avedus. So the Navi then says, Lochein Um Ha'odin Hashem Tzvokis Avir Yisrael. Ha'yan Nochein Mitzorai, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be comforted, so to speak, or Mitzorai from the Tzairim of Klal Yisrael, V'inokhme me'oivai, and will avenge himself from the Oivim of Klal Yisrael. Again, these two Lashonis of Tzar V'oyev. Ha'yan Nochei Mitzorai, V'inokhme me'oivai. V'yashiva yodi olayech, V'etzrech kabar sigoyech, V'asida kol b'diloyech. It says that as a prelude to the Gula Asida, it says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be tzaydech Klal Yisrael, like you've been tzaydech Kesef, will bring Yisudim that will purify Klal Yisrael. V'shiva shevtayach kivarishoyna, v'nisfalu v'shmanesra every day, v'yotayach kivarchila, after ten yikoyelach ir atzadek kiryo ne'amonet, tziyon v'mishpach kipodah v'shaveh v'tzvah. So the Gaon says like this, Anochem Mitzaray, Hahefesh Ben Tzar La'Oyed, Dr. Guy, the chiluk between the tzar and oyed. Ki tzar hu amiriya laguf. The tzar is a miriya, causes a ra to the guf of Klal Yisrael. The oyed is lenefes. Zesha Amma Inochem, first let's read it and we'll understand it. Zesha Amma Inochem Mitzaray. The reason why it says Anochem Mitzaray, which has a connotation, there's an indication over there. That notwithstanding the nekama of the Rabban Shalom, the din, but there's going to be an anochem, there's going to be episode achmonis or some type of a midas harachemim. Ratzaloi meshiyase b'hem din, avom yisnachem milasis b'hem kolam. And anochem also means to change your mind, like it says ki nichamti ki asisim. In Parshas Noach, actually in the end of Parshas Bereishis, ki nichamti ki asisim, that the Rabban Shalom says. He has charot. So lashon charot. He regrets that he created the other. So hoye nochem mitzaray. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to have charot to some degree mitzaray, which the Gaon is being mefadesh. That of course it means that he's going to be a measure of midas adin. But at the same time, arayin gemish is a little bit of regret that he's going to pull back. At the last instant, he'll pull back and he's not going to destroy the tzadin completely. He's going to be a terrible, he's going to devastate them. He's going to bring me the Keneged Mida. He's going to be, like it says, we saw in Nochum, that Noikem Hashem, the Tzadav, that he's going to be an Akama vengeance to the Tzadim. But at the same time, it's going to be with a Enochem Mitzadah. It's going to be Layasbem Kala. Avali Nochma Me'oiva. Avali Enochem Mitzadah, but from the Oivai, there's going to be a complete, utter Nakama. So, first of all, what is the Gaon saying? What is the Gaon saying? He's seemingly stressing a different facet of a chiluk between a tzar and a noy. So the pshat l'chayde is, I mean, bozeh v'gila alzeh, obviously it's not a different pshat. That we didn't understand completely, b'hechich, we didn't understand when we saw the Gaon in Nochem, what he says over there is not a complete, is not a shleimus bigger thought. What he says over there, that noikem Hashem letzadav, the noite la'ayvav, and from reading the Gaon over there, the description, the definition of tzar v'ayev, it appeared that the tzar is worse than the ayev, because the tzar is doing things with poil yadayim mamish, whereas the ayev is doing na b'machshava, and the midah k'neged midah, each one of them is deserving of either the nekama b'poil yadayim in the case of the tzar, or the noite eva in the case of the ayev, not the pshat, claude, that's not the pshat, based on what he's saying over here, that the tzar is less than the ayev. If anything, the ayev is more shver. The ayev nurtures and cultivates his enmity. He's not doing something but poil yadayim because he can't figure out what to do. Because there's nothing that he's able to do which he feels would be something that would be meaningful or would be fulfilling for him. The nekama that he has to take, the hatred that he feels, is not something that he's able to act upon. It's the machshava levad because, and why is that? Because it's taka theological, because it's a hisnagdus of das. It's not just a hisnagdus, a physical hisnagdus, that is a dislike for a person. It says over in Noikim Hashem Litzadav, the Rabban Shem takes vengeance on the Tzadim, because they're mevakish ro'as chaveirim b'poil mamish. They're mevakish the ro'as zulosam b'poil mamish. That's not indicative of the fact that they're bigger Risham than the Oivim. Okay. It means that they hate the goof. So if you hate the goof, so you have a target. So the goof is the target. So fashteitza. So what is it? So the mevakish razu lasim b'poil yadayim mamish, because the b'poil yadayim is exactly, that's the outlet, and that's the motivation, that's the urge of what, how they want to do harm. They can't stand the sight of the individual. It's not philosophical, it's nothing, it's not rooted in various grace chiluk edayis. Just, they just can't sit the sight like Abzamol Agoy, the first Jew that he ever saw. He doesn't know anything about the Yehudis. He doesn't know about the Kaifa Baba Zizar and Nikra Yehudi. He may not even know that maybe we that, you know, that we killed Yashka. You know, he doesn't know any of that, or at least that's the claim. He just knows that there's something different about the Zuma. It just wells up in him, maybe instinctively. There's a sinner, there's a hatred that he just wants to abuse us. Without any, doesn't have any real well worked out philosophy over here and understanding of us Yid and how the Yid is misnagged to everything that he stands for. So on that it says Noikem, that person, that Tsar is Noikem Hashem Litzarov, the Rabbeinu Shlomim has likewise a very pashut oifen of taking nekama, of lashing out and being done. Such an individual, mida k'neged mida, he's bepoil yadayim, because his esnagdus isn't something v'slik that lies within the physical nature of, let's say, Klal Yisrael. In the yadayim, between the yadayim of Klal Yisrael and Esav, is where the machloikus lies, is a meila. So the Rabbeinu Shlomim says that noikem Hashem l'tzadav, there's a target in order to be done b'mida k'neged mida. On the other hand, on the Oyev, the Oyev is the one that's noitev and machshava. He's feeding, the enmity is being cultivated, it's being nurtured, and it doesn't have an outlet because it's a spiritual type of a, it's consuming the soul of the person that's hating. This is a person that he's an Oyev in the sense that it's machshava levad, not because he had tacharachmanis. It's machshava levad, but that's the essence, that's the type of a hatred that it is. It's a hatred that there's no real outlet. There's no way for the person to act upon it short of doing something spectacular. Short of being a hummer. There's no way for your stam, garden variety, pasha to ayah, it's vazal Hashem come. What's he going to punch the yid? So it's not addressing the issue. He wants to wipe out the ummah, the das yehudis, he wants to wipe out. So on that it says the Rabbanu Shalom is noitehu la'ivav. The Rabbanu Shalom mida keneged mida has a parallel, a corresponding sinner to that individual, that the Rabbanu Shalom is abiding his time and cultivating and nurturing the sinner until it's the time of Alu Mashiach b'Hashiyah and Nishkoi b'Sareisa v'Hashem Hashem Amlucha. Like it says, it's a Milchama Hashem b'Amalek. It's b'Emes Hisnagdus. And the truth of the matter, the Hisnagdus of the Oyev to Klal Yisrael is really the Hisnagdus of the Oyev to the Rabbanu Shalom. We're just a stand-in. We represent, to the extent that we represent, the Rabbanu Shalom, to the extent that we're Nikra Yehudi, that is a Mordechai, that's like Eina Kereya, V'loi Mishtachava, and he's a Kaifa Baba, the Zod is Nikra Yehudi, is a man, so he became the target. Otherwise, like it says by Yavai Amalek, what were they doing? It says they were taking the Klal Yisrael was being mal in the midbar, they were taking the arlis and they were throwing them klapei mayla. That Amalek was throwing the arlis of Klal Yisrael that symbolized the bris between Klal Yisrael, that dveikus between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. We spoke last week, the Vishamru Derech Hashem, we represent and symbolize the ways and the anhaga and the actual identity of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Like it said in the pasuk we were talking about last week, that in the pasuk it says that Haskel v'yadoya oisi ki ani Hashem, who am I? Oisi chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'odetz. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is represented, or at least the tfisa that we have and that we follow in the Rabbeinu Shalom is that tfisa that we have of v'shamu derech Hashem la'asot tzdaka mishpat. So, and to the extent that we're successful in doing that, is a meila, so we become in this world the target of the Eva of a person like Haman, of Amalek. And the Rabbeinu Shalom correspondingly says, Noita Hashem La'ivav, the Rabbeinu Shalom then cultivates and nurtures that Eva until such a time that it's going to be Milchama Kiyot Al Keiska, Milchama Hashem Ba'Amalek Midar Dar, that there's this ongoing Isnagdus, not between us and Amalek. The Yisoida, it's between Milchama Hashem Ba'Amalek. It's just that we are, and the closer that we approximate, the closer we resemble a Mordechai Yehudi, the closer we resemble the Haskel, the Adoya, you see, is in Mela, we become the target in this world of how Amalek, to some degree at least, is able to act on that sin. Until such a time as Ba'alum Hashim Ba'atsir and Nishbait is Had Esav Ha'isal Hashem Amlucha. The Melcham al Hashem Amalek will have to ultimately come down to the conflict Lasid Lavai, where the Night Hashem La'ivav will result in the Ha'isal Hashem Amlucha. Until such a time, the same way that Haman is at a loss. Haman is at a loss ultimately. How do we deal with Klal Yisrael? Because really, it's how do you deal with a Rabbi Yisrael? How does one undermine Chas V'Shalom and kill Chas V'Shalom Kaviyachal by Bari Yisrael? So in Mela, that's something that's being cultivated and nurtured, and despite all the attempts of a Haman, B'Chaldar V'Dar, Sha'imdim Aleinu L'Chaliseinu, but despite their best efforts and attempts, even to destroy a Klal Yisrael and thereby to destroy the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they haven't been successful. But that was Haman's plan in a nutshell. Haman's plan in a nutshell was, you can't destroy Melcham al Hashem ba'Amalek, we can't attack the Rabbeinu Shel Olam directly, but we can destroy Klal Yisrael. And here there's a common misconception. That because we know that the Levush, I believe the Bach, speak out, and the Mishnah Berurah brings in an Ovas Chanukah and Ovas Purim, the chilek between the snagdus of the Yevonim to Klal Yisrael and the snagdus, the antagonism and the Lachama of Haman and Amalek with Klal Yisrael, the Mice of Chanukah and the Mice of Purim. And it's a beautiful Vav, but there is a misconception, I think, to some degree over there. That the Vart goes as follows. Why do we find that the mitzvahs Hayom of Hanukkah revolve around Ruchnius, Halal, Haidah, and so on? And the mitzvahs Hayom of Purim revolve around the Gashmias? So they explain, I believe it's the Levush and the Bach and others, it's the Taz and the Levush, that they explain because it all came about as a result of the Aveda of Klal Yisrael, the Shaydish of the Mice of Purim and Bishrasha, the Mice of Chanukah were completely different. In the Mice of Purim, it says that Klal Yisrael Aveda was that they were Nanami Sudas Achashveidosh. It was an Aveda that was Begufa. The Aveda that they were doing was not in the sense they were becoming Mesiavnim, they were assimilating. It was Parsha Taivis. It was Taivis for Achila, for Znus, for whatever else was going on there in the Beis HaChashveidosh. It's a Mela, so as a result, therefore, the form that the Tzaris that Klal Yisrael underwent, the Mela took the form, in terms of Purim, of the physical, took a physical form. That it was La'ashvid La'aregul Abed, it's called Ayyudim. And the Mela, when Klal Yisrael ultimately did Tshuva and was Nitzel, so the way that we celebrate the Yom Tov is also takes the form of physicality of Matanis Lev Yoinim, of Mishloach Manis Mishlereyeyu, of Sudas Purim, because that is a way of giving Haidah for saving, being Matzal, the Gufim of Klal Yisrael, that were Chayta and Nanim Yisudas HaShachashvei. On the other hand, Chanukah, you have the thread going in the opposite, in a different direction. Over there, the Ikka Aveda took the form of an Aveir Ruchni, that they were being, it was more of a theological, so to speak, or philosophical differences that they had with Yavam. And then maybe they were assimilating into that philosophy. It took the form of more of machshava, of spirituality, of forms of spiritual fulfillment. That was the Yetzer Hara, and that was the Aveda. Is the Mela, so the Yisnagdus and the Nes of Chanukah came about. And this Nagdus of the Yevanim was that they were the Hamidu Tzalim Behechel, that they put up a Tzalim there. They were there to defile. And the Yisurim that Klal Yisrael has, Tibola Hegman Tchila, these were defiling Klal Yisrael's Ruchnius. And ultimately then, because of that, it was Kavim Vasim Yom Tovim Behalul V'Hoidah, because to correspond to the Atzala, the Ikka Atzala Ruchni of Klal Yisrael. So we come now to the misconception, I believe, that you could walk away from that thinking that Purim was you know, it was something that Klal Yisrael had taivas haguf, and the melody was lahashmir laharig la'abed. So what does that say about Haman? So you walk away, you could think that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. It was a classic anti-Semite. This wasn't a philosophical issue. It wasn't like Hanukkah where he was out to defile Klal Yisrael to Bala Egmont. He wasn't a midat tzelem beheichol. He wasn't. There's no heichol to be a midat tzelem in. And Klal Yisrael was begalus. So remember, it was pasha to destroy. And says Hitler yamashrima to destroy Klal Yisrael mikol v'kol, the physical guf of Klal Yisrael. In Doshtei Nishtazot. Here, what we're saying over here is that, of course, that can't be the case. One, if you think about it for a moment, so everybody understands, just with a momentary thought, that, of course, that's not the case. That HaKoyel Kol Yaakov HaYadayim V'Dayesav V'Hisnagdus, which is, we're traveling towards, right, that B'ez Goyov said that V'Olam HaShim V'Atziyin Lishpoy T'Sareisav V'Hoysel HaShem HaMlucha V'Mlucham HaShem V'Amolek is Vashtaitzach a spiritual Hisnagdus. There's a philosophical, a tremendous philosophical difference. And ultimately, at the core, the Shirasha, the halacha ace of Sinai Liyakov is not rooted in stam, just an instinctive hatred for a Yehudi because I just don't like the way your nose looks. Which you could have such a machshava. That's not the Hisnagdus. And this is Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara says that on the Pasuk, Gemara Megillah says on the Pasuk in Megillah that it says, Yehudim ha'isa oida v'simta v'sasa v'ikar. So it says, oida zutayda, v'sasa zumila, and simcha zu yamtif, and yikar zu tefillin. And Rashi says over there, v'sepis, why were they misakin Yehudim ha'isa oida? Why was there this tremendous upsurge of Yehudim ha'isa oida, zutayda, v'simta, mechateisa? Actually, because Kenegdom, Haman was geyser against the Yehudim in these four things. Because Haman also made takanas against Klal Yisrael. The way you think of Shuddai, that's it, he was a Jew hater. He wanted, he was out to destroy Klal Yisrael. He didn't like that. Allah Hussein, Esau Hussein Ali Yaakov, he had just an instinctive dislike for Klal Yisrael. Shteitzach the Mulchama was Lashem Bamalai. And to the extent that we represent and we symbolize the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Derech Hashem in this world, that's what is Ma'ayre, the sin of Ahama. The Shaila Yishras, the Chilgi, the Chilgi, the Chilgi, and Pudim, is a Shaila in terms of the means, how they went about uprooting and undermining the Ruchnias of Klavis. The attempt that the Yevonim, the strategy of the Yevonim was to be misnaga directly in the sense to challenge Klal Yisrael on a level of Ruchnius, on a level of Deyus b'machshava, to challenge them in terms of what is the path to fulfillment, and so on and so forth. And the Meila Klal Yisrael was not even in that Nisoyin, and they were Nichshol, and they were Misyav, they became Misyavim, they assimilated, and as such that caused the defilement of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Meila Lahalul Vaidot Niskinim. Haman was the Pshat, Haman was an Ish Tzar v'Oyev. Haman was not just an Ish Tzar. He was not just Mavakesh Rosh Chaveda, Rosh Zulasa, just because he was a spirit, there was a physical Esnagdis over here. It wasn't a Hayinokim Mitzadai. It was over there, it's Inokma Me'oivai in the sense, Inokma Me'oivai in the sense, like the Goyin says, that it's something that's benefesh, it's something ruchnius. There's a snagdus ruchni between Esav and Yaakov. That is snagdus ruchni, usually, as we saw in the Goyin, there's no channel, there's no outlet, there's no way for a Haman to deal with such a thing. The Eva is so great for Klal Yisrael. The Mesiyavim didn't say they didn't hate Klal Yisrael. There was a hisnagdus, there was philosophical differences. It doesn't say that there was a hatred. To the extent that there was a hatred just in terms of, you know, as a result of whatever Hisnagdus there was philosophically. It doesn't say anywhere that the Yevonim are Yavta Lekim L'Yefes. It doesn't say that the Yevonim are perpetual haters and defined as being haters of Klal Yisrael. Here there's a hatred be decided, but the hatred consists of an Eva that goes to the core of spiritually of what an Amalek is, what an Amaleki is, and what a Yehudi is. The Hisnagdus Ruchni between an Amalek and a Yehudi, which there's no way to address short of Lahashmid Lahadeg Ulabe is Kala Yehudi. If I rid myself, if I rid the world completely of a Das Yehudi, if I rid the world of Yiddish, of Yidden and Yiddish guys, is a Meila, I'm able to be Pageya in the Rabbanu Shalom. So a Meila in Melech B'Layam, the Melchama L'Hashem Ba'amolek is a Melech B'Layam. The Rabbanu Shalom is not Kaviyachal, as Nishkan Rabbanu Shalom, without the Daf Yehudis in the Vel. And this is the Goyim Bama says, L'Hashmi L'Harig L'Abed, Zok the Goyim, each one of these things, L'Hashmi L'Harig L'Abed, Shlalom Lavois. It says Shlalom Lavois is connected to the moment of Klal Yisrael. Laharig is connected to the Guf of Klal Yisrael. Abdam, I think he says, is connected to the Ruach of Klal Yisrael, or the Nefesh, I forget. But Lahashmid is Midosh Shema. The first thing is, the Yisoid Adovi is Lahashmid. The Oifin, the form that Lahashmid took, is Laharig, Lahabed, is Kala Yehudin, and even to the point of being rid of the Shlalom Lavois, of every Zeicha, which we spoke last year, is the source of why we have Mochei Timcha Zeicha Amalek, to get rid of the Zeicha Amalek, even like Rashi says, that even Mishar Vad Gomel, even the moment of Amalek, Shloyoyma, that Shor Zushal Amalek Haisa, so this was Amalek's Haman's Kavana, that you shouldn't say that this house belonged to a Yehudi, to be Mochei Emcha, to be Mochei Emcha Chas V'Shalom, the Shem Yehudi Ba'olam, which is ultimately the vehicle, is a means of undermining the Rabbanu Shalom Shlita in the Vav. That was the Mulchama L'Hashem Ba'amalek, and the Lahashmid L'Harig L'Abed is called Ayyuhudim. It's a Melech, and we'll just be Messiahim very quickly, that Melech we understand what it says here in the Megillah, that Esther Hamalka said, Ki Nimkarnu Ani Va'ami, Lahashmid L'Harig L'Abed. That it was Lahashmid L'Harig L'Abed is a Mela. So based upon that introduction that she said Lahashmid L'Harig L'Abed, so when Achashverosh said Mi Uzeh Ve'Izehu, so she said Ish Tsar Ve'Oyev Haman Horazeh. This is not Stam Tsar. This is Aloy Zu Avzu. This is not the pshat that Oyev is less. Oyev is B'Machshav. He doesn't act on it. This is an Ish Tsar Ve'Oyev. This is combination of an Oyev that found a way of channeling his Eva, which is unusual, which is out of character of an Oyev. An Oyev b'derech chal is noited the Eva. Here you have an Oyev that found a way, al yedei or lahashmid laharig la'abed, that lahashmid is going to take the form of laharig la'abed, is called Yehudim, and thereby be misnaged and undermine Kaviyocha. This is the pshat, I think, that she says before also, that she says, V'tan es ha'ma'atoyma, Tinosanli nafshi b'shaylosi v'ami b'vakoshasi. What's the pshat? Nafshi b'shaylosi v'ami b'vakoshasi. The pshat is because tahar is where chaps and afkamina, so to speak. She would not stand to lose her life. If she would not approach at this point, Haman, her das Yehudis would be wiped out. Because she'd be left, the only Jew left standing in the world. B'veis Achashverosh, clearly Yiddishkeit would have effectively been destroyed. Her nefesh would have been destroyed. So in terms of Esther Amalke, Tinosin Linafshi B'Shailasi, I stand to lose, I symbolize the destruction of the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. In everybody else, one can make the mistake of Ba'ami B'Kashasi, that it's a destruction of an Ummah. It's not necessarily destruction of the Ruchnius. In Esther Amalke, you could see that it's destruction. She is the Yid without the Yiddishkeit. She would be left without the Ummah of Klal Yisrael. It's Tinosin Linafshi V'Shaylasi V'Ami V'Kashasi. And we say this B'Emes in Davening in Maidiv, you say, Hanifra Lanu Mitzareinu. Hanifra Lanu Mitzareinu. V'Hamishalim Gemul L'Chal Oyvei Nafshayinu. Oyvei Nafshayinu is mamish what the Goyin says. Hamishalim Gemul. Hanifra Lanu Mitzareinu. That Mitzareinu is Hanifra Lanu Mitzareinu. He's in the Kama, Hoy, Enoche Mitzarei. Now, Amishalim Gemul is the Chaloyvei Nafshayinu, meaning Lassid Lavoid is going to be, until now there's no Tashlum Gemul. Until now it's just, like it says, Noita Hashem La'ayvav. There's just a Noita Hashem La'ayvav. Noita meaning that there's no Hashlamas Gemul. There's not yet an Einish. It's not Shaykh yet an Einish. Lassid Lavoid is going to be, Anifra Lanu Mitzareinu, Amishalim Gemul, the Chaloyvei Nafshayinu, which is the Emes. The bracha, we say this much closer to home, I'm putting,
you look in the bracha of Aravis Viveinu, Radonis Dinainu, Vanoikemis Nikmosainu, Vam Shalom Gimul, Vachal Oivain Avshainu, Vanifrolanu Mitzarainu, is Mamish that Nusach that you say over there, Vam Shalom Gimul, Vachal Oivain Avshainu, Vanifrolanu Mitzarainu. These are the Ish Tsar Vayev. On the one hand, he was directing his wrath, his anger, his sinner towards the Hamshalim Gimul. I'm sorry, to the Hanifra Lanu Mitzareinu. He's the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, meaning in the Guf of Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, it's Hamshalim Gimul Uchal Oivein Avshenu. Baruch Ato Hashem. You end off and you say, Hanifra Lama Yisrael Nukal Sereim Okel HaMashiach. Thank you.